Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
All right, we are going to talk softball on the Big Red Bench now. I'm delighted to be joined by two members of the Cork Bandits, Cindy McGrellis and Grace Hall. Guys, how are you?
Hi,
Fine,
good,
thank
good.
you.
Yeah, thanks for
Thanks
having us.
a million for talking to us. Cindy, I suppose, first off, tell us a little bit about the Bandits and how it all came into being and where you guys are at now.
So I have played softball for way too many years. And when I moved over to Ireland, that was one of the first things that I looked for was a team to play with. And unfortunately, there isn't much softball anywhere in Ireland. There is quite a bit growing now up in Dublin and in Galway, but there was nothing happening down in Cork. So just for the love of the sport, I decided to try and get something going. And with the help of all the baseball guys who have done this journey already in the last 2 or 3 years, we're now getting a team going down in Cork. So yeah, we're learning as we go.
Fantastic stuff. Grace, what's your experience with the sport and how did you get involved?
I suppose my husband is in the Renegades, but a couple of years ago I did do the Rounders GAA thing with Cindy up in Limerick, and like I enjoyed doing that the one day, and then when she was starting this, I just said, sure, I might as well go along and give it a try. And yeah, I've been with it now since she's done it, and I really enjoy it. I suppose like I've always played as a child, rounders, us Irish people love to kind of state that, and yeah, the rounder situation. And yeah, so like that's then when I said, look, I'll go ahead and give it a shot on that. So yeah, and I really enjoy it. It's great. We've a great time, like,
Yeah,
and
round. Sorry,
it's
go on.
not as like kind of, I suppose, competitive as the baseball, like for people like me who can't really do much. I'm okay. I can fit in just okay there.
Like we've had Brett on the show many times talking about the Renegades and their formation, and I suppose them building up a club. How helpful have they been, I suppose, getting you guys to where you are now?
Oh, brilliant. The support that we've had from the Renegades team has been amazing. They've helped us out with a lot of the background stuff that most people don't know about, all the admin and the trying to plan the practices and the fields and all the sort of logistics, which is really what's head wrecking most of the time. So that has been a huge weight off my shoulders because I wouldn't have had a clue where to start with that. So that's been a huge help. So it frees me up then to actually focus on trying to teach other people to actually play the game as opposed to all the admin that goes with it. So they've been a huge help. It's been great. And having the baseball support us has been also nice because all their kids and the wives and sort of the families that are always dragged to the baseball to watch now get to participate in softball, and it's at a level that they can actually enjoy it as well and be a part of what their partners are doing.
I guess you mentioned rounders a couple of times when you were talking about softball. I suppose not a million miles away, two games.
No, I don't think so. Just a few things. Obviously, like it's not played with a tennis racket, how we used to do it. The whole like catching with the one hand, the two hand, all that, is still the same. Running to your spots. It's just small things are different in softball, and that's it. But like you kind of get used to it, and you get used to the different rules, but it's like holding the bat, trying to get that right, that kind of stuff. So once you kind of get the hang of it, you're okay. But it
Yeah,
still takes time.
I'd imagine so. Cindy, when you have newcomers coming down to play the game, do you find that Irish people kind of take it up quite quickly?
Oh, 100%. The skill sets that the Irish people have coming up through all the school in the camogie and the hurling is so easily interchangeable into softball. That hand-eye coordination and using a hurley to hit a slitter, I nearly said ball, would have been fired.
Close enough.
It's there, it's innate, it's so easy. So those small little adjustments that you have to make to rather hold a bat or throw with your hand or catch with a mitt, it's just so easy for them to pick up. So most Irish people that come down are just flying at it. We had a mom who started recently, and she actually was bringing her son to play. And I said to her, well, you're going to be sitting on the side of the field anyway. Join us, come have fun. And she was amazing. She's flying it. So yeah, it's just in you. You've got it.
Excellent.
It's easy.
Fantastic stuff, yeah. And Grace, I suppose it's not a very common sport, I suppose, in Ireland. So when you tell people you play softball, what's their reaction?
The whole, oh, is that not American? And then when I explained that it's kind of, picking up here and things like that, they're like, oh, fantastic. To have something like that. Again, that is similar to rounders as well, for those people who, played rounders with a tennis racket back in the day, but yeah, people, so, like, friends of mine now and colleagues that they're like, oh, that's brilliant. Something to have, and like that, like it's, like for someone like me, it's hard, but it's still easy at the same time. You can do it. Anyone can do it. That's the way it is. Like my son is 10, he does it. My daughter, she's 14, she does it as well. Yeah, so we
Fantastic stuff.
really enjoy it. And we've a great team, we've great people on the team as well. We've a great laugh. It's not that it's not that Cindy's completely strict with us all the time and giving out to us. We've like a really good laugh as well with it, so we've a proper team going as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask what Cindy's like as a coach, Chris.
Oh, strict. Strict, but brilliant. No, she gets you going. She really does. She shows you how to hit the ball, and even just the smallest thing from the standing and holding the bat and that. She's really good at giving instruction, along with her daughter as well, if I can say that as well. Her daughter Morgan helps out, and she's really good as well and great for giving tips and that.
Cindy, I suppose coaching must be something you love, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
Coaching is actually nothing I've ever done before.
Really?
I've always been a player. It was just softball's in my blood, and I want other people to enjoy it and experience it the way I have. And at the moment, there isn't anyone else to step up and take over the coaching. So I'm leaning very heavily into what I remember from my many years playing under loads of other coaches. So I'm just really trying to remember everything that they've taught me and trying to pass that on to the next sort of generation. So I've never been a coach before, so I'm figuring it out as I go.
That must be fairly daunting, though, I suppose, coaching a sport that you've never coached before, to people who don't
Oh,
know how to play the game.
exactly. I think my biggest challenge is that I want to make the practices as fun as possible while still teaching people, but then I also have to be very conscious of all the different levels that are at the practice. So we've got youngsters like Grace's son, who's only 10. So we've got a small group of kids that are there, which I have to keep sort of separate to the adults, but keep them involved and included. And then we've also got all in the adult section, you've got all different levels where you've got people who have played before, like myself, and know how to throw. We've got a few Americans who really know how to play. And then you've got people who are brand new, who've never started. So all those different levels are quite challenging to try and get everybody up to the same place, and practicing without any injuries is a challenge as well, just to make sure everyone's safe and having fun.
Not the
And
same.
she is very good. Sorry, no, she is very good at identifying who's good at what and so on, and where people need help. And she knows how to keep calm as well. And she can see the different groups all the time. So she does know where, if someone needs more help, she will go to that person. But like that, like she never gives out or anything like that. So she really knows how to keep that going, the only people she probably gives out to is the teenagers who love to have a yap as well, along with myself as well sometimes. But she really can identify each person, where they should be, what they can do as well.
Yeah,
So that help
Cindy
that
was shaking her head
helps.
there when you said she never gives out.
Yeah. The only time I'm ever shouting at anyone on the field is when they're not paying attention to the ball, because that's the only time it's dangerous. Don't turn your back on the ball. Always pay attention to the ball. But that's what I mean. She knows how to identify what's going on around. Even if her back, you think her back is turned and you're like, oh, her back is turned, let's have a quick chat. She just knows, and it's like she can straight away identify what to do and things.
Fantastic stuff. So Cindy, did you
Brownie
play
points for you, Grace.
did you guys play matches against other teams, or is it just inter-club matches, or how does it work?
At the moment, we aren't in any of the leagues because we're still a promotional team, so we're still learning. But by next season, we'll be entering a team into the Galway Munster League that's up between Galway and Mayo, and we're looking forward to that. But for now, there's blitzes that happen, so each of the different teams will hold these charity blitzes and It's usually held on one day. So we've traveled up to Galway already and we played in the Blitz there about 3 weekends ago. We did pretty well. We landed up in the plate, which is the sort of second set of people. So we came fifth out of the lot. So it was pretty good for a team that's never played before. So we're doing really well.
100%. Grace, I'd imagine this is something you'd recommend for people to come down and give it a go and just try it out and see how they get on.
Oh, 100%, definitely. I'm 42 and I've only joined it there, I suppose, like in the past few weeks. And I would really think for people to come down and try it. It's a couple of hours out of the week. Like when it's raining, we go indoors, which is grand. When we're outside, the weather's nice, we go outside. And like that, we do have a great lap and that. And it's away from the house, it's away from everything else, work and all that. So it's kind of like my thing to do now at the moment, And there's another few women there now as well, One woman that joined there now a few weeks ago, and I was talking to her about joining, and she was saying that like her friends are on a different level, they want to do other things, and she just wanted to do something different. And she found it on Instagram and then came down, and then she's happy out now, and she's been there now ever since, And again, it's like that she's never tried it. It was just as something different to try, So we do have a good time, and it is great to try it. It'd be great now if we got loads of women as well to join.
Yeah, that's your cue there, ladies. If you're listening to this, be sure and head up and give it a go and try it, and you never know what might happen. Cindy, I believe you're hosting a team from the US this weekend.
We are. There's a college team that's come over from US. They're touring Ireland, and while they're here, they thought it would be great to share some of their experience and knowledge with us, which is phenomenal. They were very kind to bring a whole lot of equipment and donate that to softball in Ireland. So between all of the teams in Galway, Mayo, Cork, we've got a huge amount of equipment that they've donated, which we're going to be sharing out amongst all the teams to grow the sports. So that's happening, but that will be fast pitch. So there is a slight difference between the two different softballs that we can play. There's a slow pitch softball, which is what we play in Ireland mainly, which is very much like rounders. It's a very slow looping pitch into the batter. And then there's fast pitch, which is more what you would see in America, where the ball is coming really, really fast. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good fun. I'm not expecting anything fabulous, to be honest. We're just going to have some fun. We're going to have a little bit of a learning experience, and they're going to show us some fast pitch softball coming out from America. So looking forward to it.
Kind of stuff that's in Tank Field this coming Sunday. Finally, I suppose, guys, if someone wants to, I suppose, try it out, they've heard this, they want to try it out, what's the best way to go about it?
Come down to the field on a Monday evening and come and give it a go. Everyone's welcome to come and give it a try. You can contact us on Instagram. There's the Renegades page there, anything that comes through, and we'll get you set up and get you onto the field. We have spare mitts, so you don't need any equipment. You can just pitch up to the field and we'll get you going.
Excellent. Cindy, Grace, an absolute pleasure talking to you guys today. And
Thanks.
yeah, very best of luck with the bandits going forward.
Thank you
Okay,
so
thanks
much.
very much. Thank you. Bye.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.